welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Well, I'm sure I'm not breaking news here. If you have a pulse, if you have a heartbeat, the entire free world, I'm sure by now, has learned that Donald Trump announced he's running for president again in 2024. You might have watched his speech last night. We watched it, or parts of it at least. Now, some background here. On this show, we have always said we're inspired. We're driven by Donald Trump's 2016 message. And that doesn't necessarily mean Donald Trump the person. It means Trump the candidate. No, it means Trump the message. The platform that Donald Trump ran on in 2016 is the exact platform that's needed. It's the exact platform that's best for this country. It's the perfect recipe that we need to stop our constant decline. And I don't know, maybe, just maybe, actually make America great again. It's the platform that Trump did some things to implement, but let's be honest, certainly not as much as he could have, or as much as we had hoped. So what do we think of last night's speech? Well, here's the truth. Honestly, we aren't won over. Not at all. It was mostly an anticlimactic speech. It was deflating. In 2015, Trump's campaign called out the entire GOP. The shills, the fossils with one foot in the grave, the establishment filled with frauds and phonies and cowards and cucks. It was electric. It was so refreshing. Music to the ears of millions of Americans. And really hundreds of millions of people around the world. He completely ripped apart a stale establishment that was going absolutely nowhere and completely screwing over its base. But this speech yesterday, last night, had almost none of that energy. He called out nobody. He denounced nothing. Except for the fake Biden administration. Great. I mean, every fake Republican can do that. Let's face it. Let's be truthful. Let's be honest. It was a softball speech. There was almost no signs of serious thought. Because the speech was written by Rick Grenell. But most importantly, there was almost no signs of serious loyalty for the base that elected him. The base that stood by him through all of the bogus and made-up attacks of his four-year term. He looked like a man with a gun to his head. He looked like a waterboarding victim. It looked like the CIA had approached him and said, here's the manual, take a look. Here is pictures of what we did to JFK. Now, you don't even think about saying anything of any substantive value. Don't you even think about going against the grain. You sit down and you shut up and you behave or else. You know, and I mean, the speech just wasn't fun. Trump rallies in 2015 were totally electric because he was really saying the things that no other candidate would dare say. And he was doing it all the time. Every other politically correct, weak, fossil Republican was too scared to say, look, the Bush dynasty and their forever wars are complete disasters. But not Trump. He said it. And you might remember the first time he did it in South Carolina, the crowd booed him and he didn't give a damn because he was right and he knew it. And eventually everybody else knew it and were won over. We didn't see any of that energy last night. There was one nice part of this speech. He talked about taking drug dealers. The people killing 100,000 of our people every year through overdoses and murder and executing them. None of this crap where he put him on death row and wait through 50 years before finally giving them a lethal injection at age 70. No, he said, why don't we just give them a quick trial since it shouldn't be hard to determine their guilt? And then once we convict them, we execute them. Same day. Bullet in the head. At first pass, to a lot of people, it sounds insane. To us, it sounds perfect. So you have to ask yourself, if you think it sounds insane, why exactly? Considering all of the damage that they do, why do we want drug dealers roaming free? Or kept around at all, for that matter? There's an infinite number of things that you can do with your life. And you choose to illegally sell poison to people who are hooked on it. Why is sparing that person's life valuable? So yeah, Trump is speaking our language when he's talking about executing these people. It's the sort of thing that only Trump as a candidate is actually willing to say. It's the only part of his speech that really reminded us of 2015, when he was willing to call Mexican illegals rapists and demand a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. People looked at him like he was nuts. But if Trump is going to become president again, he needs more themes like that one. Yes, round up these drug dealers and put a bullet in their brain. Maybe instead of lock her up, which he didn't, or maybe instead of build the wall, we make the slogan, shoot the dealers. But no, honestly, the best part about Trump's speech announcement wasn't even part of the speech announcement. It was Ivanka and her statement posted to Instagram just afterwards. She said, quote, I love my father very much, but this time around, I'm choosing to prioritize my young children and the private life that we are creating as a family. I do not plan to be involved in politics. While I will always love and support my father, going forward, I will do so outside the political arena. Thank you. Perfect. Yes, great. And we hope that Ivanka's announcement covers her worthless husband, Jared, too. Thanks for exactly nothing, you two. You already completely ruined Trump's first and in all likelihood only term, and possibly the last chance that we had to right this sinking ship of a country. Honestly, the wave of denunciations after Trump's speech is one of the things that makes us wonder if we should be more excited. Right away, National Review magazine, call it National Cuckview if you want, released a single word headline, no. So awesome. They're opposing him completely, just like they did in 2016. There they failed completely, everyone ignored them, and they will again, of course. They're irrelevant. But every member of the press, it was obvious, got the memo to revive their old tactics against Trump. Here's NPR, a taxpayer-funded organization, quote, Donald Trump, who tried to overthrow the results of the 2020 presidential election and inspired a deadly riot at the Capitol in a desperate attempt to keep himself in power, has filed to run for president again in 2024. Here's the Washington Post. Trump, who as president fomented an insurrection, says he's running again. Then NBC, quote, Trump, whose lies about the 2020 election inspired an insurrection, announces third White House bid. So yeah. The memo went out. Almost everyone is on the same page. Stop Trump at all costs. Which directly translates literally into stop you by any means necessary. Maybe that's exactly what Trump needs to relearn his old mojo and become worthy of the presidency again. Here's another announcement from right after the speech. This one was a tweet from Senator Lindsey Graham. Quote, if President Trump continues this tone and delivers this message on a consistent basis, he'll be hard to beat. Graham continues, his speech tonight, contrasting his policies and results against the Biden administration, charts a winning path for him in the primaries and general election. Oh, go hide in your closet, Lindsey. Nobody is fooled. Except apparently Donald Trump himself. Graham is one of the only Republicans who realized the secret to controlling Trump completely. Just suck up to his face constantly, no matter what. Never come up for a breath. Just tell him how awesome and smart and right he is all the time, relentlessly. And then just manipulate him slowly into doing whatever you want. Never denounce or disagree with him. That's how Graham took Trump, who ran on an anti-war platform, and got him to bomb Syria twice and nearly start a war with Iran. So Senator Lindsey Graham knew how to manipulate a man just like a woman might be able to. What a surprise. If Trump falls for this crap from Lindsey, he'll deserve to lose. If Trump will be bold and brave, if he can stand up to the unified opposition of the entire elite, if Trump can say what America really needs, no matter how much they try to shut him down or threaten him, he may deserve to win again. We'll be right back.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So everybody knows by now what we're facing. The NWO, the One World Government, the New World Order, the Great Reset. We're fighting. And by God, we'll win. But we're going to go through some times. And as part of those times, we have predicted the great financial reset. This is the inevitable reset of the electronic banking system. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, investment accounts, retirement accounts, all of it. Boom, poof, gone. Reset to zero. So if you have money in any of these entities, you're at immediate risk. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. right now. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Don't let yourself be a victim. You have nothing to lose. Call them and ask them what they have to offer you. 855-706-GOLD. And by the way, when you call Gold Co. and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your account. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Ernest Ramirez lost his son just 5 days after getting the Pfizer heart attack shot. We've had him on the show before to share his story. Well, now Ernest is facing censorship on social media for sharing what happened and trying to call out the people who murdered his son. Ernest made a post on Instagram about visiting his own son's grave, and it ended up being removed for, quote, false content about COVID-19 or vaccines. He's also been banned from Facebook, too. And before all of this, he even had his GoFundMe shut down after his son's death. Disgusting. Ernest Ramirez joins us now, sir. We will never silence you.
Yes, sir.
So, what is the false information about vaccines that you're sharing?
How Pfizer killed my son. How they murdered him. They lied. They said it was safe and effective for children, which was false as we know it, and they continue pushing it. Like I said, and they won't admit to it. They're willing to pay me off, if I change his death certificate. So if that doesn't bring people's attention, what will? I mean, for them to actually try to offer me money and in return to shut up and not speak anymore about this poison that's killing our children, our people, not just our children, it's everyone. And they, like I said, they continue pushing it. I don't know what, you know, it's all about money. We know that. I'm not going to lie. It's all about the dollar. Nowadays, it seems like money is more important than anybody's life, period. That's all it is. And they're just constantly trying to shut me down. Like you mentioned that picture, it was last Friday, my son's birthday, where I had to spend his 18th birthday there with him, you know, alone out there at the cemetery, which he should have been here with me celebrating. Anyway, I posted it since I was blocked on Facebook. I posted it on Instagram and Twitter, and a follower, a friend of mine, she posted it and tried to tag me, and naturally they blocked it, said I couldn't be tagged because I shared too much false information and about the vaccine or the COVID virus supposedly that's going around. You know, like I said, I was at the verge of giving it up. The past 2 weeks I've been in a real bad depression. Because here comes my son's birthday, the holidays, and I'm sitting here alone. But like I said, I've called different groups that I support and I help. A lot of people I know, I said, I'm going to hang up my gloves. I'm no longer going to fight. Nothing's getting accomplished. I don't see it. And once Facebook did that to me, locked me out off of Facebook and Messenger, which where I have a lot of followers. And then Instagram started doing the same thing. Actually, what they actually did was refuel my fire. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. You're just showing the proof that I'm telling the truth and I'm affecting you somehow. If you're trying that hard to silence me, I must be doing something right. So they made a mistake. So all they did was just boost up my energy to continue this fight. So I'm not going to give up no more. I'm sorry for even thinking that way because, you know, I figured I was tired. And but like I've always said, the good Lord has me here for a reason. And I slipped a little bit. That's all it was.
Man, I just feel the Holy Spirit all over you right now. I do. I feel the Holy Spirit all over you. Ernest, you have a huge calling here. We have no idea what it is. I have no idea what that might be. I don't know what your role is going to be. I don't know what God has for you, but it is giant. And you sent me those texts.
Yes, sir.
Just a couple of weeks ago. I got to hang it up. I'm tired. I'm losing everything. I'm financially drained. You said all these things.
Yes, sir.
And it's difficult, man. I'm a dad. I have three kids, and it is so difficult for me to try to give you advice or to tell you, no, Ernest, you have to keep going. How the hell do I know? How the hell do I know the pain that you're dealing with? I don't. I can't put myself in your shoes. I have no idea. I can't even imagine. It's unfathomable, the pain that you must be dealing with, the emotional roller coaster that you're on, your son's birthday, the holidays. I can't imagine. How many different times did you have, you know, the thought or the opportunity to curl up in the fetal position on the floor and go lay in a corner somewhere and just say, F it, I can't do it anymore? How many different times did that possibility present itself? And you know, you just kept going.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Just a couple weeks ago, I have some friends with Bikers for Christ. They invited me to a bike rally, and I figured, well, maybe this is a time I can relax for once, you know, not think about anything else, just to enjoy a ride. And when I get over there to Galveston, I was having some work done on my motorcycle, and I had two women walk by. One of them pointed out, seen a picture of my son on my motorcycle, and she said, "Wait a minute, I know that boy." And then she turned and looked at me. She goes, "Oh my God, that's your motorcycle, isn't it?" And I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, "It's you. I prayed to God that hopefully someday I'll meet you, and here you are." So we sat out there and we stood for about an hour or so, speaking, asking questions, you know. Finally got to meet one of my followers face to face. And then me thinking I'm going to relax and not think about anything else. Everywhere I walked, they seen the patch of my son on my back. People would stop and ask me, compliment me on the patch, and then they would ask me questions. So I met hundreds of people out there while I was there. And it seemed like instead of going to relax, I was actually going out there to do some more work and bring more awareness, bring the attention to people. So like I said, it's an ongoing thing. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad. It was a blessing. I mean, I was sent out there for a reason. And that's what the reason was, to get in contact with these people that don't realize what's actually going on. So, like I said, I mean, it's an ongoing job. So be it. I mean, the good Lord put me here for that reason. I have to continue the fight. I have to keep going forward.
And he's going to use your son to save so many lives. You have no idea how many, sir. I mean, let's be honest. You have no idea how many millions of lives your son has already saved. We'll never know.
Yes, sir.
But those hundreds of people that you talked to at the Bikers for Christ event told hundreds of people who told hundreds of people who told hundreds of people that you lost your son after getting the Pfizer shot, after they learned that he was murdered by a big pharmaceutical company for money.
Yes, exactly.
Sure, it's no secret to you that President Trump didn't mention any of this in his speech last night. Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it, a little bit of it. I was expecting something a lot bigger rather than what he did, but, you know, not everybody's going to stand up and put their neck out.
Well, you are, you're on this team, and we have your back, 100%.
Yes,
so here's what I got to know. Your GoFundMe got shut down. How are you surviving? If people want to help you financially, how do they keep you on the road? How do they keep you telling your son's story everywhere in front of everyone?
Well, I have, excuse me, I have a Give, Send, Go. And I also have my son's website, which also has a donate button on there. So, and like I've said before, I have an application for families who have injured children or grieving families also to contact me directly. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a politician. But I have a shoulder you can lean on, and you just need to talk. I'm here. You know, I'm more than willing to sit on the phone for hours to talk to anyone that needs someone to speak to, you know, and I can lead you into the right direction. I know hundreds of doctors became real good friends of mine. You know them also. Anytime I call or text them, they jump. You know, if there's somebody that needs help, they answer me right away. And all the different groups like React 19, Children's Health Defense. I also work closely with them, you know, because we need, you know, these victims, these injured victims need help financially also. So that's, you know, when people help me, I also try to help them too, because this is like my second family, to be honest. Like little Maddie, she was in the hospital and she just got released yesterday. So she's in and out quite a bit, and that's, everything costs money, you know that, and no one's reaching out to help, you know, government, insurance company, you know, they all turn their back. We pay insurance thousands of dollars all these years, and when it comes that we need it, they don't release it. So, you know, the only thing we can do is support each other, help each other.
We're all going to support you. I'm going to personally support you. This platform is going to support you. I'm going to ask all of the Stu Crew family here to please support you. We're going to put the link to your Give, Send, Go and to your son's website at stupeters.com. We're going to put it in every Rumble description for this live broadcast and for the segment for this broadcast. We're going to put it all over social media. Please, please help us keep Ernest on the road telling this story. If you're a parent and you've been through this, what we have been through to resist, what we have been through fighting with each other, all of the things that we have learned, please consider donating. Please. Ernest, you're always in my prayers. You have my number. You text me anytime. You call me anytime.
Yes.
And that is a sincere deal, too. I've watched you on the phone for hours outside of the event in Idaho, for example, talking to people, giving your time. You are the most selfless, most humble, most loyal, most faithful servant. I mean, I've witnessed it firsthand, and we're so thankful for you.
Yes, I appreciate that. We also started a group for grieving families within React 19. So, I mean, we have people don't want to reach out. People don't want the attention. They can always go to the group. I'm involved in that group also. So you can talk. We can, do a Zoom call. We can all just grieving people bond together to try to lift each other up, each other's spirit. So, like I said, I'm always here for them. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? I mean, I can't sit here at home, not do nothing and just watch the world die.
No, you can't.
And we have to stand up and fight.
I don't know what this calling is. I don't know what your role is, but I know that it's there, and I'm going to continue praying for it and praying for you. Ernest Ramirez, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
If you're dealing with pain, or if you're dealing with some sort of an ailment, if you're dealing with a diagnosis, either physical or psychological, have you considered trying CBD? We know that Big Pharma is evil. We know they're trying to kill us with neurotoxins and pills. We know they're trying to depopulate the planet. We know this. They're trying to murder us using healthcare. Have you considered CBD? Have you heard of CBD? I'm sure you probably have. I mean, it's a growing phenomenon. More and more people are using CBD. You can find it everywhere. You can find it at the corner store. But the problem is you don't know where it came from. You don't know where it's sourced. You don't know what's in it. So if you're getting your CBD from some company that you don't know what's in it, where you can source the hemp, if you can't vet that company, but you do like the benefits of CBD, then how about trying a CBD company that I love and trust, Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all of the hemp is sourced and grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you'll get 20% off for life, site-wide, on all of the products by using promo code STEW at Curable.com. People who are dealing with Parkinson's disease report positive results from CBD. People who have kids that have been diagnosed with ADHD, positive reports using CBD. Stress, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, all of the above, try CBD. Go to Curable.com, use promo code STEW when you go to Curable.com. We might have seen Mike Lindell last night at Mar-a-Lago. No matter what you say about Mike Lindell, one thing I know for certain, that guy is a patriot, spending millions of his own dollars, millions of dollars out of the company that we have supported here, American-made products, and he has used that money to go and fight to fix 2020. Like one of the only people that I know that's still actually out there fighting to fix 2020. Because if we're going to pretend that we operate under the premise that we have free and fair elections, or that somehow we can vote harder or vote better, you're wrong. They have found a formula that works. They are cheating. They are fake and rigged. And they will continue to fake them and rig them because we haven't stopped them. They will only stop when they are stopped. And Mike Lindell is looking to stop them. He sponsors this program by bringing you Empowering Ask Dr. Jane. That is the featured segment. Dr. Jane joins us now. By the way, if you use promo code STU when you go to MyPillow.com, huge holiday discounts right now. Just noticed Black Friday stuff going on. Already Christmas gifts being posted everywhere at MyPillow.com. Use promo code STU. The discounts are absolutely amazing. If you want to ask Dr. Jane a question, the medical contributor here across the network, and get her response to your question, have your question featured, find her in Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. The first question comes from Stephanie. Dr. Jane, I've been seeing many school-age children having sudden nosebleeds since this summer, not from contact sports or accidents. What are your thoughts? Is it shedding, adverse reactions from the C19 shot, etc.?
It's everything, Stephanie. I'm going to tell you it's everything. Stu, 6 months ago, I was telling parents, don't send your kids back to public school. You've got to pull them out of these schools. There are so many dangers on so many levels. Tons of people in these schools are jabbed up. Many of them got their boosters. They believe in it, especially in the public school system. So a lot of the children, elementary school, middle school children, are shot up and they're boosted up and they are shedding on the children who haven't taken these shots, whose parents haven't marched them in. So yes, Stephanie, it's all of the above. And parents have said to me, Stu, well, you know, Dr. Jane, that's easy, you know, for anybody to say, because, you know, I have to go to work. And well, if sending your kid to school is a convenience for you to work as a babysitting system, then don't come to me when your kids have nosebleeds and your kids get, you know, get sick from being around teachers and other children, fellow students who've been jabbed. We're into the booster season now, Stu.
Yeah.
We're into multivalent. We're into multiple poisons in one shot.
Yeah,
we're into
I don't
people
know.
Dying within weeks of cancer and heart attacks faster than they did from the regular rollout. So I'm really upset about this.
Stephanie said school-age children. I don't know particularly what age she's talking about. I remember being a young lad, probably 10 years old or so. I went through a phase where I had constant nosebleeds. And I happened to, my nephew right now has constant nosebleeds. Also, I'm in the upper Midwest. This time of the year, it gets cold. The furnaces kick on. It's very dry. I mean, not everything has to be something. But clearly, if you're seeing an uptick in that stuff, it's something that you want to pay attention to. This one kind of goes along with that last question. Jill says, if the shots, i.e. new boosters, are self-shedding, self-transmissible, how can we avoid getting infected with shedding from the vaccinated?
The short answer is you can't. And it's not just the boosters.
Wait, what'd you say? They've you can't?
You can't avoid it. Protect yourself without doing nothing. You can't just protect yourself by just sitting there. You have to take certain steps. And it's not just the boosters, by the way. These materials have been transferring from the injected to the rest of us who haven't taken these shots since day one. Pfizer itself, many times I've said this, Stu, but it bears repeating. Pfizer itself has documented information out there in its protocol, which you can find on clinicaltrials.gov, that indicate, that warn investigators that are running the trials for them all over the country, that there is something of danger that is transferred. It was labeled as a serious AE instead of a regular adverse event, which means it's an escalated in pharmaceutical drug development. That means it's life-threatening. It required ER visits. That's a much higher escalation of a reporting of an adverse event. So it's been happening since the beginning. I've said from the beginning, this is a priming mission. They want to get more and more in. Now they can kick back, drop the mandates, Stu, don't have to wear a mask. You know, everything's relaxed because they've gotten enough of this poison seeded into the population. So how do you protect yourself? In a number of ways, keeping yourself healthy because your body can deal with it, minimizing exposure to known, especially the boosted people, because they are getting the multivariant poisons in a more concentrated fashion. And of course, you know, we've talked about the Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. We've talked about the Triad Air products that we both, you know, encourage people to purchase, because it's not a sales gimmick. It is, we're getting hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of reports that people are getting relief. They're protected when they know they're around the jabbed.
Yeah. Just get the stuff. We don't just, you know, advertise for money here like Fox and Tucker and all them. Okay. Tina Leah says, what exactly are people shedding? Is it spike proteins? Is it nanobots, parasites? Is it venom? But which, by the way, has been proven to be in the genetic sequence of SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, whatever that thing is. And venom is in the shots. Proven. I mean, so people that keep saying, whatever happened to your venom theory, Stu? I mean, are you dead? Yeah. Are you living under a rock? Like, I mean, how much evidence, how many peer-reviewed papers? I mean, it's there. It's in the patents. It's everywhere. I mean, there's venom in the shots and in the virus, which, by the way, never was a respiratory virus. Anyway, what are people shedding, Dr. Jane?
The best, first of all, the honest answer, and you know, any frontline doctor that tells you they think they know on any given day, and they're speaking for all of it, is not being direct or honest with you. We don't really know exactly what is shedding. But let me go back to the beginning of the information we do have, which is there are different things in these shots every single day within lot numbers, depending on your geographic area. And, you know, I interviewed Dr. Tao Braun the other day on the Dr. Jane Ruby show, and he made an interesting analogy. He said, you know, a cake is made of sugar, flour, butter. And so people are coming to you saying, well, Dr. Jane, is it the butter? Is it the sugar? It's all of it. It's all of it on any given day.
It's all of it is in the cake.
Yeah, it's all of it. It just depends on what you got, who you're exposed to, what level of function your own jabbed or unjabbed immune system is, you know, on any given day. So these are very dynamic things. And that's why I say, Stu, it's all of it.
Yeah. So pretty much exclusively, we're talking shedding here. Beverly, how are the globalists, whoever they are? I love that. I mean, we're just, they went from being the communists to the global, now they're the globalists. What else have we called them? I mean, I've got
elitists.
I've got a few cabal, words that I could use on the air.
The privateers, as Dr. Martin calls them.
How are the globalists escaping or avoiding getting sick from shedders or other environmental factors, including that they, assuming that they didn't vax themselves?
This is a mystery. First of all, we're assuming that they don't have to deal with any of it. I don't know. We can speculate that they've been pre-primed with something protective. They know what this is and what this isn't. And so they know how to protect themselves and their family. Those are speculations, Stu. And, you know, I just like to call out, we just don't know. We don't know yet. And like I said, maybe they are low level affected by it. You don't know that they're 100% not affected by it. I don't think there are very many. I don't think it's a large number of people that are kind of in on it and in on the antidote. But it goes back to the antidote. And even, you know, forget the people that invented it and all that stuff. Why isn't anybody working on an antidote? Why aren't we getting bioengineers together with, you know, molecular biologists and getting people together, not to have these BS Zoom sessions, you know, with 40 boxes and, you know, just on and on and on. How about getting into the lab together? How about developing a protocol and putting your brains together and then executing on that protocol to get to the antidote and get something going so that we can reverse it with more than just you know, just prevention supplements and air purifiers.
Executing. I like the word.
I knew you would.
Maybe not in the same context. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. Ask Dr. Jane if you want to submit the questions to that beautiful and smart woman who has just been fearless over here on this network. Seriously, from the very beginning. I mean, it's what a godsend you are. But if you want your questions answered by Dr. Jane, go to Telegram. And you can find it at Dr. Jane Ruby, at Dr. Jane Ruby. It's all brought to you by the great patriot that we mentioned, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Buy his products and support American-made products. Absolutely do that. MyStore.com, if you use promo code Stu there as well. Why would you ever go to Amazon? Why would you ever use Bezos when you can find 100% American-made products right over at MyStore.com? Use promo code Stu. He powers this segment called Ask Dr. Jane. Thank you again, Dr. Jane. We really appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday as the Stu Peters Show welcomes you back. And of course, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on the Stu Peters Network. We are only days away from the release of Died Suddenly, the generation-changing, world-changing documentary event of a lifetime. November 21st. November 21st, 5 p.m. Eastern, StuPeters.com.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in Died Suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people of articles of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
To Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.
Richard Hirschman is a professional embalmer with more than two decades of experience. In just a few more days, he's going to blow the lid off of our generation-changing documentary event, Died Suddenly. In our documentary, Richard tells about the bizarre clot formulations that he's found in bodies that he's worked with ever since the spring of 2021. The clots are huge. I've held them in my hands. Here's a picture of me standing next to Richard Hirschman. Here are these fibrous clots. They formulate as long fibrous structures within the body. It's unlike anything that Richard has ever seen before in his entire life. Well, Richard thought that they might be caused by COVID-19 itself, but then he started seeing these clots inside people who never had COVID at all. And now he says that other embalmers around the world are all encountering the same bizarre phenomenon. He's talked to them all over the place. We'd like to talk to him more about it. Richard Hirschman to that end joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Glad to be here.
So I'm seeing little hit pieces, little nuggets here and there, talking about this as if you're some sort of a liar.
Yes. Boy, and if that doesn't make my blood boil, I don't know what does. Just because I don't have doctor or PhD or some kind of pedigree behind my name means that, you know, I can't be trusted.
Yeah, but you're an expert. You're an embalmer. I mean, this is what you've done for over two decades. The people that are hitting you for this, are they removing them from people's body? Are they there standing next to you when you're performing these procedures? No, they're not. So I don't know where it's coming from. they don't attack the message. They don't talk about the clots. They attack you kind of per se and make you out to be some sort of a make-believe something or other. I don't know. It's really difficult to digest, and it pisses me off, to be quite frank.
Yes, and it does me as well as many of the other embalmers that are speaking out. The thing is most doctors, you know, they don't go in and do what we do. We know what blood looks like. We are very familiar with normal blood clotting. We've been dealing with blood clots throughout the years. What we're seeing is something is abnormal, and we're trying to bring light to it. And all they want to do is to try to sit there and make it sound like, well, there's no scientific proof or the images are uncollaborated. And I'm sorry. I know what I know. I know what blood looks like, and I know this isn't right. And
it's I've not seen normal. Videos of the blood being drained that you've shown me. I sat with you in Idaho. You went through your phone, and you showed me videos that you were taking with your phone of the blood coming out of these bodies. It is dirty. It's got all kinds of specks and weird stuff that is not supposed to be in blood. You handed me the vials. Here, look at, I mean, there's the picture. You and I standing there next to each other. Our faces say it all. That doesn't look like a couple of pissed off people. This is what they are doing to humanity right now. And so to feel any other way other than righteously angry, I guess I just don't know. What is it in these shots that's formulating this?
That's a great question. And as long as nobody wants to seriously look at it, it's going to continue to happen. What's really frustrating, Stu, is, you know, I've looked up the Nuremberg Code yesterday. I pulled it up and I started reading over it again. They have violated everything about it.
Yeah.
There is no consent. And in there, it says that if there's a problem, they need to stop. And they don't stop. They just continue to push more and more. And this is now affecting so many people. I have friends and family that are now injured in my belief. I know they're injured. And it's breaking my heart. I get phone calls or messages from people that are injured. And sometimes I just don't know what to tell them.
How common is this? You know, in the procedures that you're performing, how common are these clots?
It's almost all the time. Not 100% of the time, but it is definitely well over 50, probably about 70% of the time. I'm seeing
50 to 70% of these injected people have these things in them. In the trailer for the documentary, you say that you asked other professionals, "Have you ever seen anything like this before?" And all of them said, "Never before in our lives have we ever seen any." Is that still consistent across the board? These people are being shocked by this, and it just continues to increase the frequency with which they're finding this?
Yes. As I and others that have spoken out, we get messages, emails from other embalmers that are seeing this. There's another gentleman by the name of Wallace Hoker, who does he does a lot of seminars where he's speaking to rooms with 25, 50 to 100 embalmers. And when he's asking these questions and showing the images, they're all saying they're seeing this. And they also say that they hadn't seen this prior to last year.
So you're saying 50 to 70%. So here, just a thought here. So in the 30 to 50% where you're not seeing these things, or in the 50 to 70% where you are, does it seem to be only appearing in specific age groups or specific races, perhaps? I mean, is there a demographic that's more prone to this?
It doesn't seem there's any rhyme or reason. Doesn't matter. So far, for the most part, the real young people that I've embalmed, their blood seems to look pretty normal. But their vessels are smaller, so I don't know if I would see the same thing coming out of them. But there, as far as race, gender, it seems to be universal.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you have an opinion on this, and I don't know if you have access to the information when you're performing these procedures on these people. If you know how many of these injections that they had, do you know that? And if so, are these people more prone to these types of clots the more injections they've received?
I do not know that information, but I'm afraid that the more injections people get, the worse it is for them.
What about people who haven't been vaccinated? Are you finding any of these white fibrous clots specifically in unvaccinated people?
That's a great question, because I had one, I don't remember how long ago, maybe, 6 weeks ago or so. And he was a younger man, middle 40s, and he died of a sudden heart attack. And this was one of those rare situations. I actually met the spouse and was able to ask the question, and the person was not vaccinated. So it was interesting when I went in to embalm this gentleman, who also had a history of some heart conditions. But when I embalmed him, it was totally normal. No unusual clotting. It was typical of a normal embalming from what we would expect. So, it was just interesting, because had he been vaccinated, I was curious what the blood was going to look like. But he wasn't vaccinated.
So
his blood was normal.
Do you feel like that there's a risk to the unvaccinated by people who've been vaccinated? I mean, shedding has been admitted by Pfizer. So do you think that these same symptoms or causes of death, these clots, this dirty blood, these things that you're bringing to the world bravely, courageously, and honorably, by the way, thank you for that. Do you think that those of us who have not, and by the way, not a single one of us regrets not taking it? I literally begged people, the people that I love, please don't take it. Are we at risk?
I'm afraid so. There's already, so many stories of women that are having abnormal menstrual cycles. And unfortunately, I've gotten some images from people, ladies that are not vaccinated, but have been in close contact, sexually with a vaccinated person, and they've been having abnormal, strange, unusual looking clots in their menstrual cycles. I myself, have gone to a clinic and was checked out, and it seems as though this is affecting me as well. So there is a fear that us people that are handling the blood expose ourselves to some of these conditions. Whether I have the big clots or not, or anything like that, I don't know. But I do know that people that haven't been vaccinated, I've had some that had received a blood transfusion or some form of blood product that had these clots, but were not vaccinated. So I'm afraid the shedding thing might be a real thing. This is why I feel like this affects all of us. And we need to remember, for all of those people that are out there listening, we're all affected. Every single one of us are affected by this. Whether you're injured yourself or a loved one or a friend, we need to remember who did this to us.
That's right.
Who did this? This is huge. I mean, this is affecting so many people. And when half of the world's population finally realizes something is wrong,
there will be no place for these people to hide. There will be no place for these people to hide when 5 billion people across the planet realize what they have done to them. And now they're asking for amnesty. Hell no.
Amnesty. Yeah.
Richard Hirschman, thank you so much. Died suddenly Monday, November 21st. StuPeters.com, 5 p.m. Eastern for the first look. Thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. All right. Got to do some housekeeping here, and housekeeping that I know that you won't mind when I'm talking about helping you to make yourself a better you. More focus, more drive, more creativity, be a better boss, a better business owner, better entrepreneur, better homeschooler, better husband, wife, mom, dad, all of those things. Turn the light switch on in your brain with Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia. My favorite is the Focused Savagery. Not kidding. Or the Gabalicious. You'll go there and find out why. Fill out the personal questionnaire. How do you handle information? How do you process it? How do you handle distractions and bust through them? Fill that out, and then guess what? Nootopia puts together a custom brain supplement package for you. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. earthechofoods.com right now. Go to earthechofoods.com. I want to read part of this email that I got this afternoon. By the way, if you'd ever like to reach out to me, stu@stupeters.com. Again, stu@stupeters.com. Stu, thank you so much for your relentless pursuit of justice and your relentless exposure of truth. We truly do appreciate it. You're a national treasure. But thank you also for introducing us to Carlos Cortez, who we learned from on The Stu Peters Show. Boy, were you right. We had no idea what we were invested in, and when we found out, it disgusted us and shocked us. Carlos Cortez is a true godsend, and doing business with a like-minded person is so awesome. Here's some of the things that we were invested in. I don't think that's for public broadcast, but it is disgusting and shocking. And if you don't know what you're invested in, that's bad. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez, 813-448-3446. Book it online if you want, CortezWM.com, Cortez Wealth Management, CortezWM.com. Book your appointment or call Carlos in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Until this time, tomorrow, God bless you.